If one had to choose a theme for Lisa Murkowski's roundtable discussions on the Tongass National Forest, it would be access. Over and over, the senator and U.S. Forest Service chief Tony Took heard panelists say they need more access to the forest, through roads and through less cumbersome permitting, among other things. KRBD's Layla Carey attended the nearly three-hour-long discussion Friday in Ketchikan and has this story.
There were two panels because there were so many panelists. They represented a wide variety of interests. A few environmental groups were invited, along with Sea Alaska Native Corporation's Jaylene Kukesh. But the panels did lean toward industry, commerce, and state and local governments. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor David Landis, for example, told Forest Service Chief Took that the borough is more than 96% Forest Service land, with just a tiny amount available for development and taxation. Landis says that historically that was okay because of all the jobs available on national land, most notably timber. But he says those jobs went away as the Forest Service started limiting the timber supply. In response, Congress provided payments in lieu of taxes and secure rural schools payments. But now those amounts are seeing cuts too.
And that distresses us, certainly, and we're finding ways to fill those holes. But to be honest, we would rather have the jobs back.
Another recurring theme for many panelists was the plan for transitioning to a young-growth timber industry. The Forest Service went through a long process to come up with a transition plan that calls for a complete switch in 15 years. Timber industry representatives have said and continue to say that's not feasible. Bryce Dahlstrom is from Viking Lumber on Prince of Wales Island. He says instead of switching from one to another, a solution would be to allow both, because his mill just can't process young growth and never will. Dahlstrom gave an analogy.
You know, I put it towards a fishing boat, that you have your crew that you fish salmon. All of a sudden, somebody comes in and says, well, you can't catch salmon anymore, you got to catch halibut.
Some of the conservationists on the panel, though, say the transition plan was the result of a great collaborative effort that shouldn't be discounted. Andrew Tomes is with the Sitka Conservation Society and was a member of the Tongass Advisory Committee. The TAC came up with the blueprint for transitioning to second growth.
I would say that the recommendations that we made are one of the best blueprints for a viable approach to Tongass management, and the recommendations are the assemblage of a huge wealth of experience and knowledge from people on the Tongass who work with the agency and with other stakeholders and landowner groups.
Other panelists talked about the need to protect fish streams and fisheries in general. Still others talked about the need to build electric utility infrastructure and how challenging the federal permit process is for that work. After the discussion, Took says he'll take what he heard back to Washington, D.C. for more discussions with the Secretary of Agriculture. He says he was listening for common themes such as access and proposed solutions such as a slower transition for young growth. Took says he heard about the quantity of young growth that would be needed to keep a mill running and...
I heard about timing around permitting. You know, these are not just the big scale issues, but some of the smaller ones. I also heard a lot about using science and using data that seemed to be really important to people, no matter who they were. But we have really well-informed decisions.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.